Good morning to you. It's the Dunham and Miller Show from the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. I'm George Dunham along with Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Cookie Phillips is out here with us after cooking up breakfast here this morning.
Yeah, we got a marauder, a pillager. There's a male cardinal that comes and sets down right on the edge of our grill over there and has been pecking at Rich's eggs.
They're good.
Get him off that grill.
Yeah, we need to throw something at him.
We have Red Hot Sports Opinions on Rick Carlisle, the Bob Sturm Show, and maybe even Rhines will join us for that coming up here in about 15 minutes. Right now, let's e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I never saw a Superman have to take bugs out of his teeth.
Well, but he was Superman. We're talking about you only have one superpower.
What if your neck was a Pez dispenser?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And you could throw out Pez anytime you wanted to.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had fun talking with you, Craig.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Not like the real small Pez. I mean, a big Pez.
On the little ticket.
Yeah, so as far as superpowers, either indestructibility or, I'd just say, like a really big, you know, thing down there.
Foot?
Foot and a half. Somewhere in there.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. I think we have some strong candidates this week. Leading off and playing shortstop is Junior Miller from Team Musers. He had a stumble that was really close to being a disaster, but he caught himself, and we all laughed at it.
9:37 on the ticket. A couple of minutes from now, we're going to visit with Dez Bryant, the Cowboys' top pick in the draft last week. Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
I almost said something else.
Hello. That was a good thing you slammed on the brakes.
Why did I? They sure hit a home run with this primetime draft thing.
That would have been great if you just let it go.
Is that completely allowed now? I mean, you're switching sports metaphors here. You got the home run with the NFL. Is that just okay?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Should have gone with touchdown. They really
sure scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
No, that sounds too.
It's a little confusing, though, to use home run when talking about the NFL.
Hit a home run.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have done that. It was almost a double E-break there.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny.
Boy, the NFL really sank a three-pointer with this primetime draft coverage.
Well, the NFL sunk a 10-foot
Yeah, but home runs creeping into other sports. Now you call the big-time wide receiver or running back a home run hitter.
That was an impressive hat trick by the NFL last night.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Candidate number two is Mike Soroy, who's done some producing this week with Danny Bayless on vacation. He's been sitting in for Danny, producing the Hardline.
And may be the line of the century, in my opinion.
It could be. Mike Soroy, he's got something, both on the diamond and on a microphone.
At least you haven't built it up. Line of the century.
Yeah. I guess I should have tamped down expectations a little bit.
Well, there's the story this week from Tito Ortiz, the UFC guy, and Jenna Jameson, the porn star, and they had some sort of domestic dispute. And they both had their side of the story, which didn't match at all. Jenna Jameson claims that she was hit with a fist by Tito Ortiz. And this is the insanity that ensued on the Hardline.
So who do you believe? The porn star or the ultimate fighting guy?
They both sound very stable.
Yeah. To his face, I'd say him. I don't want him to kick my ass.
Yeah, I agree. You'd think if anybody was okay taking a fist, it'd be Jenna Jameson. Yeah.
Like, what does that mean exactly?
Just, it means what it means. That she's been. I've seen it. At a point in time where maybe other men have hit her because the porn star industry breeds that kind of domestic violence, right?
Exactly, sir.
Thank you.
Boy, that was line of the century.
That was so funny. He's funny.
Soroy is funny, man.
He's had a big week. His interview with the homeless guy at baseball practice, that was funny.
That was gold.
Boy's a heck of a baseball player. And who's he play for, by the way?
Some produce.
Team Musers.
Team Musers.
Texas Land and Cattle Team Musers.
MVP.
Oh, Mike Soroy.
He's the one guy on our team that Ryan fears. He calls him a beast.
Mm-hmm. He should fear him. Up next, we should all fear this. Channel 5, Fox 5 in New York. You got names here, Gordo, these people?
Yeah, hold on a second. I posted this on the website,
too. They totally had a meltdown?
Hold on a second. What are you pointing to? Oh, that's our
special guest, and that's the preview of what I'm going to roll into the camp out in next year.
God almighty, look at the size of that tour bus.
Isn't that awesome? That's the great Wade Bowen who's rolling up in here.
Rolling into our camp right now. Okay, Craig, yes, the name of this woman is of our choosing. Hold on a second. The internet all of a sudden.
Yeah, we've lost
okay.
internet.
Well,
here.
We'll get her name here in a second. They
something
were talking
Soto
about
Soto or something like that.
They were talking about different types of milk. And they got talking about soy milk, what they call soy milk.
The story here is that the National Milk Producers or whatever, some organization wants you to be only you can only call a product milk if it is from a lactating animal. Because they're tired of soy milk and rice milk and all that sort of stuff, right? So they're trying to get control of their brand. That's the news story.
All right, so let's hear what happens.
There. Should milk that's not from a cow be called milk? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Mother's milk is not from a cow, and we call it milk. Dr. Sumner Creek.
They're talking about things like the soy milk,
right?
You know, the rice milk.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, what else are we going to call it? Soy that's, juice? You can't
well,
do that.
Soy
Rosetta.
Okay, that's an option too. Yeah. And then, anyway, so the National Milk Producers Federation.
All right, now we should mention what she said here in case it's not clear to the P1. And you got to see it without the beep because it is about the funniest thing you'll ever see. She says a word that rhymes with schism.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, back in the days of the Old West, there was the very famous Chisholm Trail.
Correct. Right.
It's close to that.
It's close to that.
Close to that. And she's now, why she thought that that would be a good alternate name for soy milk, and then not only did she think it's a good alternate name, but it's appropriate for air, in her opinion.
Unbelievable.
And she says it, and everyone on that set prairie dogs their head up, and their eyes get all wide, and they're like, we're on the air now.
That is amazing. All right, so those are your candidates, Junior Miller, Mike Soroy, or Fox 5 in New York. 214-787-1310.
Watch it on the voting, too.
Yeah, let's be careful this morning. Let's play right.
That thing is huge.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Thank you.
Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Lefty the Chihuahua.
Unbelievable.
Jeez.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
We are going to the phone right now with our little buddy, Rusty Greer. Now, Rusty.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Come on, people. Let's play right here. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Good morning, AM. It's a long-time caller, first-time listener.
Gosh.
We'll do that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Look at him back there.
I would like to vote for the gay marriage of Irving Cares and Markle Fitz.
Huh.
Hmm. Who was Markle Fitz? That was the real name of some broadcaster.
Who?
Nobody remembers?
I don't know. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to perform a write-in vote for George's Robert Stack Memorial Tent.
Robert Stack, huh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. One more. If it doesn't get any better, we're going to name it ourselves. Hello?
Do you believe in the Mean Green?
All right, George, you pick a winner. You're the commissioner.
Well, no, let's all have a group discussion here. The line of the century has to be a big player here, don't you think?
Yeah.
And it was a pass.
It was an e-break, but it was also brilliant.
So funny.
So that I'll vote for that.
I'm going to vote for that too. Soroy is very much a rising star here at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Congratulations to Mike Soroy for this bit of comedy this week on the Hardline.
So who do you believe? The porn star or the ultimate fighting guy?
They both sound very stable.
Yeah. To his face, I'd say him. He can kick my ass.
Yeah, I agree.
You'd think if anybody was okay taking a fist, it'd be Jenna Jameson.
You know, heard it before?
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Just, it means what it means. That she's been...
I've seen it.
At a point in time where maybe other men have hit her because the porn star industry breeds that kind of domestic violence, right?
Exactly, sir.
Thank you.
You think that was real smooth getaway that Corby provided there?
Not
because
bad,
that
really.
That means that because the whole...
He eventually
the
got
porn
there.
Star
he helped him out a little bit.
First of all, I don't think there's anything called the porn star industry. It's the porn industry.
Well, congratulations to Mike Soroy. I do believe that's his first win, Fernando.
That's correct. He ties Avery Johnson and Rick Carlisle.
Ooh. Interesting you mentioned Rick Carlisle, because he is the subject of Red Hot Sports Opinions from the entire campground next. Sports Radio 1310.